So picking up on that then, in an ideal world, how would this work for you?
Go into the whole kind of politics of it, but in an ideal world, how it would work is that the local authority provides care services to the people that it is responsible for, and that those care services are the people who are managing them are as trained as the social workers are in terms of knowing how to deal with people, that things are the carers themselves are paid well enough to be in jobs which they stay in, that they're not put in impossible situations which they can't cope with, and therefore they leave after 2 months because it's too much, because the emotional impact on all of the people involved, particularly at the bed end of care, that when this person needs you to turn them over, clean them, blah, 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 all of that kind of stuff, that if you feel that you can't do that work properly, the basic work, because you're being told that you have to get to the next call, or because you've been told whatever by your managers to hurry up and get out of there, then it must be very soul destroying work, because then it's just mucking out animals. I don't know. Sorry, that's a horrible thing to say, but that surely the thing that young people go into care work for, is the interaction, is being. And my mum has got so much to say. She's got so many brilliant stories to tell. My mum was a professional dancer. She has her whole kind of relationship with her body is based on that experience, and she's got so many brilliant stories to tell about that. There isn't the time for people to you know. So going back, so the whole care model would be genuinely person-centered. It would be genuinely looking at who people are, not just what they need to have done to them, but who they are and who they have around them, and partnership working, so that a care company would be working in partnership with a family who is providing care, not in opposition to, not seeing that involvement as a threat, but seeing it as a bonus. What can we do to keep this person in a good state and give them a good life? And how can we have conversations about that? I think one of the issues in terms of the structural management of the company I'm working with is that the thing they hate most is us having conversations with the carers. That's what they see as a massive threat, because obviously, between us, we have a much better idea of what should be done and how it should be done, myself and the carers together, than the management do. And so therefore that's a massive threat to them. That rather than seeing that as a bonus, whereas you would hope that a local authority, yes, I know there's red tape galore, I know there's all kinds of things which get in the way of that person-centered thing, but you would hope that ethically that would be what they would want, that it's like everyone should be signing up to something which says, this is what we believe in, and actually believing it, not just sticking it on a leaflet and putting it in front of people.
It sounded like you were really alone in this. And I just wondered if you have connected with other people around this experience.
Yeah, there's, I think, I don't know, there are various kind of survival things in this, I think. On the one hand, I think that talking to other people who are going through similar things would be good. So I'm not totally alone. Like, I have a partner who is incredibly, incredibly supportive and puts up with an enormous amount, just a ridiculously large amount. And I have friends who are of a similar age and who are dealing with elderly parents. I have those kind of connections. I think the thing is that I don't, the reason why I came to speak to you is because I want to be able to speak directly to the people who can do something about it. Because I could spend a lot of time sitting in a circle of people with tears coming down my face, talking about how hard it is and sharing and listening about that. But I don't want to do it in a closed space. I want to do it where people could hear it and just feel that it really needs to be understood by the people who are making the decisions, and particularly those decisions which involve money, I think. And the decisions which say that a social worker has got a list of 100 people who are unmet needs And the only way that I'm ever going to speak to that social worker is if I go, I must phone that social worker up. I must take the initiative. I must lead. I must initiate, because if I don't, it reminds me of it's a very long time since I ever had to apply for social security, for the dole. And that thing about you sign on, you don't just sit there waiting for your gyro to come, because it never will. you just have to go chase the people who are overstretched, overwhelmed themselves, and then you find your way into their world. So I do think community is important. I really do. And I think if I had the time, and also if there was something really local to me that I could go to, I would go. Yeah. I live in Diss. Diss is on the border with Norfolk and Suffolk. I don't know how well you know this area, but it's on the border with Norfolk and Suffolk. It's the very south part of Norfolk. It's very underprovided in general with all kinds of things. So they, for example, if you wanted to go to some kind of support group, you'd go to Norwich probably, which is 20 miles away, which is a long way, and it takes a lot of time, and time is something that I don't have. I'm a freelance worker. I can't survive really financially. I can't do the care that I'm doing and have my career survive. My career is like in trouble, I would say, because of what I'm doing. But I can't also say to my mum goodbye, I'm going off to work in Belgium or whatever. It is difficult, but it's just a weird thing, isn't it? Because a lot of the time what you feel like is it's nobody's job to listen to this. Mm. Nobody has the job. If that was a thing that was offered by social services, I would be going in there once a week talking to them and just going, offload, this is how I feel, this is how difficult it is, this is what's wrong with it. But nobody has that job. Everybody's job is, okay, can you just stop talking now so that we can get on and do the thing that we're supposed to, we get paid to do.